We're about to go to Chocolate City.
Let's get it!
The capital of the United States.
Woo! You know, haters are haters, you know. They control the mouth.
Merry Christmas, little man!
Commitment to fucking playing defense.
I'm not eating cat food either.
What's this all about? We're on the kiss cam. I feel a little reluctant to take that.
How sweet.
That pig was really strong.
Look out, Nene Butler. Butting heads, looking at each other.
Broadcasting from the capital of the free world, this is Zardcast.
Welcome to Zardcast. I'm your host, C.T. Schwenk. Thank you for joining us here this lovely November 10th, Tuesday evening here. Fresh off the Oklahoma City disaster. Follow us on Twitter at Zardcast. Zardcast.com is the website. Zardcast at gmail.com is the email address. Subscribe on iTunes, Overcast, Downcast, Podbay. We're now on Google Play as well. Recommend us, leave a review, all of that nice stuff. Thanks for coming back here and kicking us with us again. As we said last week, I think the plan was we were going to go to the game tonight. We opted for just a stay-in night and to do the podcast right afterwards. So I'm sure we have plenty of knee-jerk reactions on the evening. And we'll dive into the previous few games the Washington Wizards have entangled in. We'll project forward into the next week, and we'll have some good times. Joined, as always, my friend, co-host, roommate, David Keffer. How are you, sir?
Who even cares anymore?
I know you don't.
I mean,
that didn't work. Fun fact, folks. So we were playing sounds before, but now I have like a thing in front of me to actually like play them with. So let's try that again.
I mean, I would go out of my way to not touch his ass, definitely.
Sorry. It would have been funnier if I just did it properly the first time. So maybe there will be more comedic surprise as we go through the episode. No promises, though. Duncan Perfect Roth, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
The places I may have been
concerned. that game was a bummer, but that was 11-10 when we're recording. 11-11, you got your wish. Zardcast is out, folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're hot on the heels of a 125-101 Wizards loss. Drops them under 500 on the season at 3-4. Kind of
3-5 now, correct?
Pardon me. Is that right? Did I botch it? I'm looking at ESPN and it's telling me 3-4.
You're right.
Excellent. Well, I understand that you're kind of out of sorts there because before we watched the game, you know, we said there was no Bradley Beal playing, and you're like, I'm just going to end it tonight if they lose. It's over.
Well, I woke up from a nap, was trying to get my energy up before watching this game, and then come out, no Brad, no Nene. Really a bummer, and it just got worse from there.
I think that suicide threat was specific to
if Enes Kanter scored 30 points.
Yeah.
And I would have done it.
Yeah,
we're up on the third floor of the apartment building and
fourth floor.
Yeah, I guess technically the fourth. And you could definitely, I don't know if a straight drop would do it, but I mean a leap out and onto the fence.
Yeah, I would be aiming for the fence, definitely. Yeah,
pointed at the top.
Yeah.
That would do it. So it's kind of a morose joke that we have going in our apartment. But yeah, anytime something bad happens, I'm going to throw myself off the balcony onto the fence. So
just good-natured humor.
Yeah, yikes. I've been burning the candle at both ends for the last couple days. So
and that's a real fire hazard. As your roommate, I feel like I have to say something. I don't know why you're doing that. It doesn't produce any more light.
Haven't you seen the JPP pictures?
Yeah, it's especially dangerous because I don't know if our fire alarm works. We definitely don't have a fire extinguisher, so.
Sure, we got one somewhere around here.
I don't think we do.
Are you sure there's not one in that closet in there?
There's not one in the closet.
The closet's empty. I discovered your closet last time I was here.
There's a lot of closets in here.
That one, seems really useful. I was surprised that it had like two dirty rags in it and nothing else. You could fit a person in there standing up and it's just empty.
We tried to get the trash can in there and it didn't. It was a little too big.
I think you should go to a Halloween store and get a skeleton. And just for people like me who are like, what's in here? And just scares the crap out of them. That's my suggested move.
Okay. That might be a good move because, yeah, the only thing that houses it right now or is housed inside of it are dirty rags. Good times here on the Dirty Rag Podcast. We should talk some Wizards basketball. Like I said, we're just kind of go at it off the cuff here. We're more organized. I do the note sheet. I ask for y'all's input before we get into it. And tonight we just, I had no time for it. And we just kicked it, watched the game, and here we are. So
a good podcast is like jazz. You just sort of feel the rhythm and improvise as you go along.
I think that's an accurate assessment here. Let's get into it. So it was KD to DC night in the district. I think this is where we should start off our discussion because Kevin Durant in the run up to this game said he thought it was the whole KD to DC thing disrespectful. I guess the cheers for him last year, he wasn't really down with that, saying that, you know, they've got their own team, they should be cheering for them, they shouldn't be worrying about me. He's got a point. Obviously not everyone going to embrace that because he is just, the next step below LeBron. Everyone wants him here. Next season, that would be wonderful, but it's quite the divisive position here, I would say. As I said, he has a point, but at the same time, he's the local guy. Of course he's going to get the applause at when he comes back into town.
I think his point is legit. I tend to agree with him about putting his image up on the Jumbotron and the Wizard jersey and, you know, having things pre-programmed for the crowd to cheer for him and stuff. Maybe not be, like, the best move, and probably the Wizards didn't like it, but at the same time, like you said, like, whatever. He's one of the two, three biggest stars in the league. Every team wants him. The Wizards think they have a shot at him. They're going to do everything they can, you know?
Bradley Beal seemed a little bit upset. He was talking to the press pregame, saying it hurts his feelings. I think that's always kind of lame. I think that's where the dollars should take care of your feelings. I can understand it, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, it would be, everybody knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. They don't have any players signed after this year. Like, it's clear what the team's plan is and what they're trying to do. But at the end of the day, I want him to come here, so whatever he wants, really, is what I think that the Wizards should do. So if he doesn't like it, then we shouldn't do it.
What if he said, I really like this team, the Wizards. I like the contract they're offering me. I think this John Wall player is one of the best in basketball, but he has a friendship that worries me. I need him to stop associating with David Keffer. Do you still want Kevin Durant?
I've given this a lot of thought, actually, over the years.
Take a bullet.
I don't know. I mean, you know, basketball's great. NBA, Wizards, one of my passions, but friendship is really important, especially in this day and age. A lot of really fake people out there, and if you have a genuine relationship with somebody, I don't know if that's something that you can throw away. And I know John certainly would never go for it. He would be livid, you know, if they came to him with that. I might step back just because I know it's better for his career and we could always, you know, reconnect later on. I don't know. That's tough. That's really one of my personal nightmares.
No, one thing you wouldn't do. I got nothing, guys.
I was excited.
I would go out of my way to not touch his ass, definitely.
Terrible. Terrible.
The pod god.
Just falling apart at the seams over here. Well, it didn't really seem like when we were watching the game there was a whole lot of... I mean, they didn't highlight it in the broadcast. I know last year when the Thunder came to town, it was like a big thing. There were pictures all over the internet of people in their Washington Kevin Durant jerseys and the signs. And people going wild for him. I know Wiz Happy Hour, they were doing a whole bit where they're say why you want him or why you don't want him to come to town. So I don't know. We weren't on the ground, so we don't really know the
fourth floor.
Yeah, we were on the fourth floor, way above the ground. So I guess it probably won't be till tomorrow morning when we start seeing the roundups from the various blogs and stuff is what was actually transpiring. But not a whole lot of cheers for Kevin Durant as far as we heard.
According to the Wizards Twitter, he was actually getting soft boos most of the first half.
Yeah, you could hear him a little bit when he was at the line.
I dig that.
I mean, the whole arena was so quiet the whole time that.
Yeah, not much doing in the first place. Unfortunately.
And I'm sure he's not a big fan of that. Who wants to play in a dead arena, three nights a week and.
Not the best recruiting pitch for him. Well, he was going at it in the first half. He had 14-9, I believe. And left with a hamstring injury. Did not come back after the first half. But that was okay because the Wizards were thoroughly drummed. Outside of Russ Westbrook's 40-foot heave at the end of the first half, they did not miss from three. They were lighting the Wizards on fire throughout the game. No Bradley Beal, no Nene. Just a recipe for an overall disaster, and it sure was. Not a whole lot to glean from this performance, I would say.
Well, not a whole lot good to glean from it. I think it shows you somewhat the lack of options the Wizards have in terms of scoring.
Yeah.
I mean, Beal is the leading scorer, so anytime you lose your leading scorer, that's huge, and it's always going to hurt you, especially if you're playing a good team, but you would hope that between, the rest of the guys, they'd have some more energy, some more people stepping up. And Otto played really well in the first quarter, and he did seem to step up, but just seemed like they didn't have a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, again, after last year, I mean, they've been trying for a long time to get somebody off the bench who can consistently create when Beal is out, when Wall is out, and Gary Neal was trying, not really working very well. Sessions was okay, got to the rim a few times, but again, no real consistent scorer that you feel good about. If they can come off the bench and get hot or something, there's just not anything there on the perimeter.
Which to me was at halftime, there wasn't really hope.
Right.
They were down by, what was it? 18, 68, 50, which is a ton anyway, but when you have that, if you have a guy who can just get real hot, you would feel more like you got a shot to come back in the third and fourth, but then when no one's really scoring, just you lack confidence in the comeback department.
Yeah, and Gary Neal, that was just grim to watch. That he was really our best shot at manufacturing offense with Wall out, and that is not fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean I thought the kind of odd unit of it was Gary Neal, Oubre, DeJuan Blair, Ramon Sessions, Jared Dudley, and
I think that's five, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And Coach Randy Whitman.
Sub out Gary Neal and insert Garrett Temple.
Okay.
They did an okay job at playing against the Thunder's second unit. So I guess that was kind of encouraging. But I mean, even with Kevin Durant out in the second half, I mean, Russ, he started off slow, but he came on strong in the second. And Serge Ibaka was just torching them. There was not a whole lot going on this evening.
Yeah, whether it was Ibaka or Kanter just popping out and hitting mid-range shots, they were just. And then Ibaka was wide open in the corner probably three or four times. I don't know what. I don't know if the Wizards have any answer for that. If, Humphrey certainly can't do that, can't be chasing those guys around. Nene might have had a better shot, but he's not mobile enough to keep up with either of those guys.
Yeah, Nene could have helped out in the rebound battle. They lose that one 53-41, and that really killed them. Oklahoma City got a ton of second-chance points throughout the entirety of this game. But even then, you know, who knows how they would have fared even with him. So, not...
Honestly, the worst part of Nene being out was that we had to watch DeJuan Blair for 17 minutes.
And he fouled out in those 17 minutes. How is that possible?
What a disaster he is. Get him off the team. He's terrible.
We don't want him.
4.9 rebounds for DeJuan.
I mean, he took, and he was taking crazy shots.
Yeah, he took a couple really bad ones.
He tried to cross somebody up in the paint and then threw a floater off the backboard.
The one, he like, it was a step back, like shuffled fadeaway one-handed. That one was real bad.
And he had an air ball and was just running around like he had cinder blocks on his feet. It was ridiculous. He's terrible. And yeah, 17 minutes and he fouled out.
I think that was almost enough to make you want to throw yourself off the balcony.
Well, I mean, I remember there was some, like, talk before this season that, oh, DeJuan Blair's good now. Like, he's not so fat anymore, so maybe he'll be good.
Credit us for, I don't think we bought that.
No.
I think we might buy into some other stuff that's not legit, but that one we didn't buy.
I don't know what you mean by that, Duncan.
We got to see significant Oubre tonight, though.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
He was playing hard, getting into some passing lanes, trying to steal the ball. Did he hit two threes?
Yeah, he did hit two
back
threes.
Back-to-back,
yeah. He shot 4-for-8 overall, 11 points, 3 rebounds. I'll take that.
A nice semi-contested dunk in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And other than John Wall, the only player on the floor for the Wizards that you could remotely consider an athletic player. Everybody else, not a lot of high flyers or really athletes at all on this team.
Speaking of guys who are supremely sluggish, Jared Dudley just continues to not really impress. I know, you know, he's definitely not in season shape or anything, but man, he threw some ugly shots up tonight. He's shot 1-for-5 overall, 3 points.
He's been Dudley.
Indeed he has.
I thought he was better than Humphreys, certainly better than Blair. I mean, he's obviously, you want him to be able to hit threes. That's, you know, a huge part, but at least he's not like getting turned around on defense or turning the ball over a ton. I hope they try to play him into game shape. Because, he's definitely not in shape. His shot looks terrible. But if he can't play and contribute and play a lot at the four, the Wiz are going to be in trouble, I think.
Yeah, we had said before.
He went to Jared.
That's what we said. We had said before, he looks bad right now, but we've seen Jared Dudley be a good NBA player. So
right.
A good Jared Dudley is better than the other options. So,
and it's not like he has a long way to go. Jared Dudley has never been in good shape.
Right.
He's always been a sort of round dude. So if he can just get his conditioning up a little bit, get his stroke back, because we can't keep going. What was it, 3 of 15? Or from 3?
5 of 24.
Jesus.
Yeah, pretty bad. Yeah, I think it was like 3 of 13 in the first half. So they only made 2 more three-pointers, so way to go. I mean, at halftime, you know, they were down a sizable amount, but it's a part of my brain was like, okay, well, you know, Oklahoma City will have to miss some shots eventually, and the Wizards
right.
can't continue to miss shots like that, but in fact, they can. They can continue to miss shots like that.
They kept missing, and Westbrook just came out. I think he had the mindset of, we're up big, let's just get this done now.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he had the triple-double locked up in the third quarter.
Yeah.
fucking Westbrook.
Good times.
Another thing that I thought was super discouraging. I mean, I could keep going for a while here.
We have other discouraging games to discuss, too, so...
Right. Well, I mean, this kind of feeds into, you know, the two games prior to this, they had 50 turnovers in those two games, and Randy kind of spoke to this. He said, you know, I'd rather them just throw the ball into the stands 26 times than, you know, live ball turnovers, because that's going to kill our defense. We can't get the defense set. And part of me was like, they're playing way faster. They're just turning the ball over a lot. That is the cause of most of this defensive struggle. They only turned it over 8 times tonight, I think just twice in the first half, and they still got fucking pasted. So,
I think we can definitely speak to the difference, though, in this loss tonight, and I guess the Hawks and the Celtics loss. I mean, tonight... Yes, they certainly got pasted, but you don't have Brad Beal. You're playing, you know, a top three team in the NBA. You know, even though Kevin Durant wasn't around for the second half, he still was a major contributor in this game. I mean, he was part of that three-point barrage in the first half. And, you know, when there's – having no Brad just pretty much disrupts the whole – this whole team. And we always knew that they're – not the greatest rebounding team. So Steven Adams and Serge Ibaka and his canter, they made things easy tonight. So not, I mean, you know, it sucks and they definitely got pasted, but at least it wasn't so much by their own doing like it was against the Hawks and against the Celtics with those 50 turnovers.
Well, see, that's kind of what is like upsetting to me about it is that I was able to look at the ones before and be like, oh, well, they're just shooting themselves in the foot. And once they stop doing that, they'll be fine. And now they sort of did, and it turns out their defense is just kind of in shambles right now.
Yeah. They are the most turned over team in the league at the moment. Woof. This clip definitely does not apply.
But you're going to play it anyways.
Nobody beats me. I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
Hey, man. Every new piece of electronics is going to have a little bit of a learning curve.
I'm just... it's been a long week, everyone.
You sit me in front of an Apple computer, and I'm a toddler, so...
Because there's no right click.
There's no right click. How do you copy and paste?
Bros! You turn on, so you tap both your fingers at the same time.
Why is everything bouncing at the bottom of my screen? I don't get it. You want to do one of our... Our recurring sessions here. I know you had recurring bits. You had something to say about him, about his new haircut. Let's delve into the Ramon sessions.
I'm gonna need some like sexy music for that or something.
Yeah, definitely. Ramon is definitely like a slow jams kind of guy.
Tonight was a good game for Wizard hairdo. You remarked on Ramon just that.
Yeah. He always looks super... I know everyone has their pregame routine, and his is just to, like, finally manicure all of his hair, head and facial.
And, yeah, shaped up before the game. I mean, he's... goes barrel into the basket a lot. I feel like aerodynamics is an important part of his game.
Mm-hmm. He's got great skin, too. 'Cause you know, if you're shaving every day like that, like, you know, yeah. that's going to irritate your skin, true. But he... He's flawless. What's your secret, Ramon?
That's half the impetus for my beard, is just not having to deal with that stuff. Other noteworthy hair tonight, I'm assuming he listened to our other podcast because Garrett Temple has been growing his out a bit, and I assume it's to make himself more distinguishable from Otto for the for the at-home viewer and for the, you know, 400-level seats.
How sweet of him.
It's really kind of him.
I could also see, you know, maybe he's trying to get a bit of an edge to him, you know, because they say on every broadcast, Garrett Temple never drank, never smoked, never had a tattoo.
No tattoos, any you guys.
I don't really see how tattoos.
His body is a temple.
So maybe he's trying to shed that image a little bit.
Yeah, all right.
What do you think his guilty pleasure is? Because if you don't smoke, you don't drink, I wouldn't consider tattoos like a normal thing to like, oh right. Yeah, like let's get tatted up. I know in the NBA world it is, but
probably Ferrero Rocher candies. I'm sure that he just goes to town on a pack of those like once a month.
Is that the ones they sell at like the in line at Barnes and Noble? So those chocolates
The hazelnut. Yeah.
Oh wow. I'm really surprised.
I had no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
And well, I guess you guys don't appreciate the finer candies in life.
Well, I knew what you were talking about. I wasn't sure, but I got it right.
I was going to say carrot cake.
I could see him, you know, that question being posed to him, like, Garrett, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't get ink. How do you unwind? And him just, like, with a sheepish grin, like, well, I really like Sour Patch Kids. Something like that.
Sometimes I stay up too late playing SimCity.
But he has like a very like nuclear Sim family. There's like a mom and a dad.
And he would never drown them in
the pool. They all have great jobs. Impeccable lawns.
His Sim is never late to work.
Never once shit himself. The other noteworthy hair that got more play tonight, we already talked about it, but Oubre, I mean, that's a very unique hairstyle. I don't know that there's another one on the planet just like it, and it got its most minutes ever tonight, so that's good for its brand.
I was, Oubre is really letting it all hang out. He got himself fined a few days ago.
Why did he get fined?
Because he grabbed his dick at Bradley Beal after Beal hit that game winner against the Spurs.
Brad liked it.
$15,000. It was a very... It looked kind of creepy, honestly, but and it's
what was Dwight's fine when he grabbed his own teammate's dick last year?
I don't know.
Dwight Howard, that is.
I don't know if and that seems like a really difficult, like, I just picture someone in the NBA office like carefully watching that vine over and over again, like, and finally come to a conclusion. Yeah, can't be doing that. That's 15,000, I think.
Jordan, how long have you been in there watching that vine? I don't want to say for the integrity of the league, but this is wrong. Confirmed.
It's so wrong.
FedEx him the letter.
Yeah, that's all I got for the Ramon sessions.
This has been the Ramon sessions. We'll get some sexy music for it.
Yeah.
Well, the Wizards, they accrued a pair of losses over the weekend. We kind of touched on them. I mean, not a tremendous amount to say to these games. The Hawks, they get the Wiz again. God damn it.
Hawks gonna hawk.
Fucking Hawks, man. Dave, I want to ask you... I'm not so much interested in your thoughts in the game on Saturday night you were at a Caps game while this game was going on. And I know you are...
Were you burning up inside?
You described yourself... You said when you left, you and your lady friend, you guys left early and you said you were hockeyed out. So how did you keep up with the game and how did you feel on the inside, most importantly?
Well, I was watching it on League Pass on my phone.
Look at you.
And then, I mean, obviously, reception not great in the Verizon Center, ironically. Although I don't have Verizon. Maybe if I did, it would be better.
It's not.
It's not.
Okay. But, yeah, I was alternating between watching it on there and then just following the play-by-play. Not a big hockey fan. I got the tickets through work.
What's your problem with hockey? What's your biggest gripe? I know what it is.
Not enough dick grabbing.
No, I honestly just don't.
Too many of something.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't understand the rules. People don't score very often. I think it's mostly I don't understand the game at all. And
that's big of you to admit that.
Well, I mean,
not to admit that you don't know the rules, but to admit that that's your reason for not liking it. You know, I feel like you could have just whipped something out there to kind of just you know, give a hot hockey take. And instead, you
well, said you, here's a hot hockey take. If I think if you spend the time to learn the game and you do start to like it, I think you're dumb. I think you're wasting your time.
That's big of you.
But I was shocked by just, like, the intensity of the crowd. They were playing the Maple Leafs, who were apparently, like, the worst team in hockey. And it was so much louder, and just, like, everyone was into the game compared to when you go watch the Wizards and nobody really gives a shit.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
That's true. And it carries, even when the Caps, or in my experience in the past, Flyers are not good, the home crowds are still like that. Like, in down seasons, they're still more into it than a good season for NBA fans, typically.
And I even left, you know, I left with like 2 minutes left. The Caps came back and tied it up in the last 2 minutes and then won in a shootout.
Wow. Probably would have been your favorite part of the game.
Yeah, probably. No, actually, my favorite part was when these two guys pretended like they were going to fight. They clearly weren't. And then the PA played the Mortal Kombat theme song, and everyone just lost their fucking minds in the arena. And they waved a goal off for goalie interference, another thing. I just didn't understand so many parts of it. And people were, like, booing the referees and screaming and everything. And
the goalie's not allowed to interfere with the puck going in the net.
Oh, he's not?
Yeah, so it's more of a he's a distractor, like in basketball. He's allowed to do strikeouts, but he can't actually interfere with the puck. Yeah.
Sorry for the sounds of sirens in the background. As we always like to remind you, we're out here on the mean streets of D.C.
I feel like that lends a real grittiness to the program.
I think so, too.
It's like how people really like The Wire because it looks really, like, you know, lo-fi.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think
recently upconverted to HD, though.
That seems antithetical to what The Wire is all about. And I've heard people compare this podcast. They've said this podcast is The Wire of podcasts.
Who are we?
Ooh, I like that.
Can we be people?
Yeah, you can be Slim Charles.
All right.
Schwenk. you could be one of those homeless people that they meet in the last season when they're fabricating the homeless serial killer. And I mean, just seems natural to say I would be Marlo. All
right. I always thought of myself as a Brother Muzone, but Slim Charles is cool too.
All right, let's just gloss over these the Hawks and the Celtics game, and we'll move on. David, while you were at the game, we were exchanging text messages. Just kind of a sad state of affairs on Saturday night. The thing that bummed me out the most was Chris Humphreys continuing to underwhelm. He went 3-for-10 on the evening with 9 points. I know you were bummed out by John a little bit. I think we are all a little bit bummed as well with Brad. Obviously, he gets the contusion on his shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our first official Brad Beal injury not scare of the year. Brad Beal murder mystery of the year. I don't really know. We can give it a name. But this is always the case with him. I mean, yeah, obviously he didn't play tonight, but he gets hurt. He looks like it's a devastating injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's held out of practice the next day. We don't know what's going on. And then another day goes by, and he's fine. He's just a little bit banged up, and he either plays right away or, you know, they hold him out tonight. Obviously, it seemed like yesterday he would play. Hopefully he plays. I guess they go at it again on Saturday.
But, I mean, don't put it past the Wizards medical staff, given what they've done over the last several years, to come out tomorrow and be like, we totally missed it. His arm actually fucking fell off.
We didn't notice the stump or the widespread bleeding.
It just didn't show up on the MRI.
And Brad's just a real trooper. He wanted to get back out there.
Right. But yeah, there were a lot of frowny emojis shared between.
You're a big
you and
emoji
me.
Guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the clearest way to show you how I'm feeling.
You guys like the new ones?
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one I've been getting a lot from my girlfriend, and maybe this would shock the listeners, I don't know, but I get the eye roll emoji a lot.
What?
Yeah. That is rude.
Something about my brand of joke tends to bring out the eye roll emoji, but it's a useful emoji.
There are a lot of ones that I just like haven't quite gotten the hang of yet, but I'm very intrigued by the upside down smiley face. I feel like that one could mean a lot of things. I really like the versatility of that one. Like, why is it upside down?
Yeah. What state of mind are you in?
Right.
Yeah.
That eye roll one is very sassy. How dare she send that to you?
Well, it's honestly, it's typically the result I'm going for. So it's the emotion I'm trying to evoke most of the time. So it works.
Fair enough.
Shout out, Tie Tie Baby.
Of course. On Friday night, the Wizards got waxed yet again. A 20-point loss to the Celts, 118-98. I was not able to watch this, and I will divulge what I was doing. I went to the DC Podfest launch party, gathering of the nerds for sure, but you know, just doing some networking, getting the word about the pod out, etc. And I actually had a friend in town and was meeting a couple other buddies afterward, and phone in my pocket, we were in a basement, I wasn't really checking it or anything. But they knew the way to get my attention because they're like, oh, your Wizards, they fucking suck. They're losing to the Celtics, and they look like hot garbage. Mm. So it certainly did get my attention. I did not see anything of this game outside of highlights, but I'd imagine the tale of the turnovers pretty much says it all for this weekend encapsulation of games.
I mean, it was super upsetting to watch. Kelly Olynyk was hitting a bunch of shots, and
he's not even having a good year.
No,
and that game was the outlier.
It felt very much, you know, it was coming off the heels of the Spurs game. You're like, well, this is just one of those games. You know, guys are going to hit a bunch of shots, but then it's now happened three games in a row, and so it looks like maybe the start of something more serious than that.
Duncan, your boy Evan Turner.
Not my boy.
16 points. What is that? He's not your boy?
No.
Former friend.
No, I was not into him on the Sixers either. But, yeah, he's all right.
All right. Well, that was disappointing. Disappointing weekend overall. I think the moral of this three-game losing streak that we're staring down is clean up the turnovers, get Brad Beal healthy, and play some better defense, and hopefully things will be okay. On Wednesday night, though, this was the highlight of the week between the last time we spoke and now. Bradley Beal with the near buzzer beater, the dagger for sure, to topple the Spurs and give the Wizards a signature win on the season. At the time, it notched them to 3-1 on the year. Wizards, they come out, have a big lead. Obviously, they let the Spurs back in the game.
What was it, 19-2?
Yeah, they had a monstrous lead. But of course, Spurs gonna Spurs. Tony Parker, he hadn't been playing well. He had a nice game that night. 17 points on 6-for-11 shooting. Manu has a nice night. Danny Green also hasn't really been playing well. He had a poor shooting night, but still had 10 points. But the big play, obviously, Brad at the end getting the three, gets the switch at the end. I think when that play was going down, I mean, I was hoping John Wall to the hoop, John Wall to the hoop. But then you get Brad Beal open. He gets the little shake on LaMarcus Aldridge, who switched on him, and bangs it home. And
well, I think that's why Kawhi switched, is that he knew it would have been John to the hoop if he hadn't. And I mean, you can't. I was feeling so good about the two of them. Like, they can, you know, come back and finish any.
It was, like, all them.
Right.
That won that in the end.
And at that point, I was really thinking, like, whatever weaknesses this team has, these two can just, you know, take over down the stretch. And then, the two after that, real letdown. I mean, that should have been, like, one of the best wins of the season, and now it just seems kind of soured.
If I was better prepared, I would have, like, official numbers in front of me, but Brad and John scored all of the Wizards' points from about the five-minute point on.
I believe for at some point in the last few days, like 4 or 5 days, I read that they were both in the top three in the NBA in points scored in the fourth quarter.
Definitely believe that the way these games have been going. Do you guys, I'm kind of jumping off the this game here, but just after watching and reading about the Boston and the Atlanta game, seeing the way Orlando has been playing, you know, we kind of disrespected, I mean, we kind of fairly criticized the East for being soft. I feel like it's generally improved right now. I will not go as far to say, like, any of these teams are good, but, I mean, it was the Wizards' problem last year, not, you know, being super competitive against teams every night, like the Celtics. Do you think it'll be, you know, it's going to be more challenging this year, right? Like, I think we're already seeing it.
I think there's, yeah, more of those contenders for 6, 7, 8
The Milwaukee zone.
The Milwaukee zone, yeah. I think there's more teams in that than there were last year, and thus there will be more difficult games. Even, like, I mean, the Celtics did get the 8 seed last year, but, like, they're just going to be annoying.
Yeah.
They're not good.
No.
But they're going to play tough, and there's, like, 6 or 7 of those teams.
Yeah, it looks like the Pistons got significantly better. The Magic have had a really tough schedule, but they've played everybody that they've seen really close.
Yeah, they've looked super competitive.
The Pacers, you know, on any given night, Paul George can drop 25 on you. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Drummond might get like 40 boards when he plays the Wizards.
That's a scary prospect. They have not been rebounding well at all. It's really, I mean, it's something we identified preseason, and it's only been worse than we anticipated thus far. So I think that's likely. That's a DraftKings guy you want playing against the Wizards.
Every night.
Hot. Yeah, every night. But okay. Well, the Spurs game was fun, at least. Did a little hopped up, ran back and forth right here. I know this is a non-visual medium, but where I'm standing, there's like a strip of space in our living room that I ran back and forth on when Brad hit the shot.
I was at work for that one, but if you stand at the right angle and you squint hard, you can more or less watch the TVs. And then that with a backup from the just the stat tracking on the phone. I had a pretty good feel for the game.
I was at, have you ever been at Granville Moore's?
I have not.
On H Street, and I walked in, didn't see any TVs, sat
walked
down.
Out.
No, sat down, pulled it up on my phone. I'm watching, you know, the last 5 minutes or so. The waiter comes over, brings water, goes back, takes our drink order, comes back, and he looks at me, and he's like, and just points above my head, and directly behind me was a TV with the Wizards game on, and I was just sitting at the table watching it on my phone like a fucking idiot. But I got to see it. There were actually a lot of Wizards fans in this restaurant, which is not something I'm very, like, accustomed to.
Yeah, it's weird. weird thing to see Wizards fans out in the wild. We're going to have to discuss recording times for next week, but I don't think we're going to be missing out on a whole bunch because the Wizards have Orlando at home on Saturday. They've got Milwaukee at home on Tuesday. And they're off until the following Saturday, November 21st, on the road against the Pistons. So basically between now and next pod, there will be two games. So hopefully some time for Brad to get healthy.
Some time for them to get their defense together. Really, yeah. Just get their shit together in general.
Yeah, they definitely need a couple days to get the house in order.
They got the Bucks in Orlando?
Yes.
What are
both at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you want to do with picks? There's three possible combos. We all have to take one.
I'm going to go 2-0.
I will not prescribe to picking all three combos, and I'll go 2-0 as well.
Oh, all right, fine. Make me the asshole. I'll go 1-1.
That's why we have friends on Twitter.
I'll go 1-1 anyway. It's my pick.
We have we need to give some shout-outs because, as I've promised multiple times here, if you shout out the show on Twitter at Zardcast, then you will get the shout-out in return on the program. And because we had a friend of ours cover our bases on the picks, Duncan.
Yeah, we got a new listener, my buddy Pat, been trying to get him to listen for a while, finally did, and he went with the 1-3 pick we didn't take, so he got it right. Welmner Sapfin on Twitter, if you want to follow him for just some really interesting stuff about...
He's got 18 tweets, yeah. So don't follow him.
I didn't know he tweeted till he's followed us, so... But I was going to make something up.
Well, maybe...
I was going to make it up for you, Pat, okay?
He is doing a killer live tweet of the Republican debate tonight. So if that's what you're into.
He made a great Ricky Marco Rubio joke.
Well, we're delighted that he's listening to the show. We're very thankful, and maybe this will be the impetus for him to up his tweet game a little bit. We've also got to give a shout-out to our friend Blake Neuberger, listening to the pod during his commute. Great time to listen to the show during your commute, while you're making dinner, cleaning the house.
I've asked Blake to be on the podcast many times. He hasn't taken me up on it yet.
I know he gets a little nervous. That's okay. Blake will be nice. You don't have to come on for very long. You can take a quick phone call. But thank you for shouting out the podcast. And then one more fine gentleman, at JDGuy00, Justin, and forgive me if I mispronounce this, Duguid, gave us the shout out on Twitter. So thank you very much, Justin. Thank you for listening to the program. Our adoring fans out there. This is great stuff.
Big ups.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on the up and up with the pod, so good work, everyone. Keep it up. Give us the shout-out, and again, you will be mentioned on the show. Anything else we haven't gotten into tonight?
I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff.
Do NBA recommendations?
Sure.
I feel like, and I feel bad saying it tonight after this game, but... similar to last year, it's hard for me to miss a Westbrook game.
Yeah, tonight was probably the least, like, Westbrook game I've seen from him all year. I guess it wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
But
Durant played really well in the first half, and then it was decided after the third, so.
So he just kind of casually picked up his triple-double.
Right, and yeah. Only had a couple dunks.
And called it a night.
Yeah. No, as far as my favorite person to watch, it's him. But, and then, you know, Curry. I don't know. There's just a ton of great basketball being played.
Yeah. If Curry's on, you kind of have to watch that, I would say. We have Charlotte Timberwolves just finishing up here. I'm mesmerized by how shitty Jeremy Lin's mohawk is every time I see it. That's something to watch. The Timberwolves are pretty fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Karl Anthony Towns looks great. Zach LaVine.
Karl Anthony, the rare hyphenated first name. That's just groundbreaking.
You don't see that every day.
What if you were Charles Taylor?
What do you mean if that was that on the show?
Like if it was hyphenated.
Oh, of course.
What if?
How do you think that would influence your man you've grown to be?
Do you think the butterfly effect? Like, would we even know each other?
Would we even be doing this podcast?
I think it would still happen. I don't know. I've always just been. Charles has never been a factor in my life, so it'd be adding a whole new angle. I think it would be like an extreme butterfly effect almost. I mean, introducing just a whole. I mean, it's a whole new name.
Right.
A whole new name. Impromptu soundboard right there. I've been singing a lot of things lately.
We considered doing a musical episode, but we'll do that later in the season. We couldn't quite get some of the chord progressions down right before game time, but it's coming up soon.
Yeah, and
we had the melodies down, but not the lyrics. We couldn't quite nail down the lyrics in time.
And I'm trying to have the musical episode be at least half as good as the Even Stevens musical episode. I think that's an important bar for me to try and.
This is not the first time you've brought out a like Disney movie reference. It's got nothing from me and Kev. I don't know that. All right,
I'll pack those in. I'm sorry, everyone. I didn't mean for it to happen.
No, I remember the Even Stevens musical where...
Of course. It's a great episode.
Although, I think the only song I remember is when Ren sings about how they went to the moon in 1969.
It's when they made a landing that was lunar. my NBA recommendation... gotta be Kawhi Leonard. Just killing it for me on my fantasy squad. Enjoy watching him as, you know, tons of fun basketball. Yeah. Although I would recommend you all watch college football before. I'm watching the Wizards, I'm enjoying the NBA, but I'm still, my mind's just not turned over from football yet. And I know that that's an affront too.
Aren't there better players in the pros?
I mean, I love the NFL too.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you. I was trying to get a rise out of you.
I mean, you know, I'm probably Red Zone's number one fan supporter. I'm a huge Red Zone guy, so. All right, good times. Well, listeners, you can... just say that to us tonight. Because that's where we're going now.
That was really loud.
Some of them aren't adjusted properly, Dave. These things are technical. One sound I want to play, and I don't know when we're ever going to have a chance to play this properly.
Alan!
Where is Alan?
Alan!
So it is proper then. They're looking for him.
Yeah, looking for him. Definitely. I don't think he's on the bench.
No, he's. They said they put up a graphic before the game and said could return in December.
I mean, he has been on the bench, like physically on the bench for a couple games.
I didn't see Nene out there tonight.
Probably watching the game at Fogo de Chao. I bet he fucking loves Fogo de Chao.
I'm sure he does. All right, well, let's get out of here on that. Follow us at Zardcast. Zardcast.com. Zardcast@gmail.com. Give us a shout-out, and we will shout you out. Subscribe on iTunes, Overcast, Downcast, Podbay, Google Play, whichever you may use. And I think that about does it. So, gentlemen, do we have anything before I'm totally jump off the ship here?
Just keep tuned. We got some big, exciting sponsors and events coming up, you know?
Yeah, we're talking about some sort of event podcast before.
I had an idea. I forgot to run it by you, but... It's an off-air idea.
All right, we'll do it off-air, but we'll be announcing some sort of special edition of the pod in December, a la the hot dog eating contest, which if you have not listened to, you should go back and listen to. Probably back in last March, something like that. February, perhaps. It's a good sode. So, we'll be out of here on that. For my fine co-host, David Keffer, Duncan Perfect Roth, I am CT Schwink. That was Zardcast.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for free Kasasa checking at Money One Federal Credit Union, NCUA insured.